Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And welcome to your first sip of coffee. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, panda life.
You've been putting on the socials. You've been finding some great panda videos lately.
Oh, man. The one yesterday.
The one rolling.
They were showing off and having fun. Everyone's like, ooh, ah. I'm like, yeah.
Get it.
Get it, panda.
Go to Lex in the Cities and you'll find it. I was like, you are just in the, and I didn't know that today was going to be Panda Day. And I'm like, wow, she is living the panda life right now.
Leaning into those pandas, man.
Leaving the pandas. Yeah, that's right.
I started crocheting a walleye yesterday.
You did
Thanks
not.
Thanks to Ranger Haley. Yes, I did. Sure did. Usually I'd just stay up all night and finish it, but we had a rough day yesterday. Kid had the fever, and we had to pick him up, and you know, it's kind of a day. So, but, which is great that you know I was able to even start it. But I'm hoping tomorrow to have a crocheted walleye, thanks to the National Park Service.
Yeah, the National. If you download yesterday's show, everybody, we were cracking up. How good, Holly? Was it your story, Lex? Was it yours? It doesn't matter.
But it was somebody, Lex.
Yeah, Lex. Lex brought us a story, and thank God she did. It was a gift to the gods. And tell the folks, Lex, what was
well,
it again?
Whoever's running that media account is just brilliant. Because basically, they sent a tweet out last week, and then the responses since then. It was, if you encounter a bear, don't push down your slower friend. And then the responses were just gold. And then as we were deep diving, Holly, you mentioned, and I think my talker, we got a bunch of tweets about it, saying, oh, by the way, there's a fiber friend. There's a halibut crochet pattern. Yeah. And then we just did a little bit more deep diving, and there's multiple that they've shared.
Yes.
So, and then, of course, you know, we're in the land of walleye, so.
Well, and the walleye pattern was shared from Voyageurs National Park, which is Minnesota's only national park. So it's like, of course you have to do the walleye.
Yep.
Yes.
So it's happening. I dug through my stash, found some green yarn. I'm going to figure out how to make, you know, walleyes, the color. It's blue, green, gold, silver. So I'm going to play around with that a little bit, but the base is a green.
Look at, well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I just love how out of the box, and I hate that term, it's so overly used, but I just appreciate how out of the box. I want to know who she or he is. I want to talk to the social media manager, the digital person for the National Park Service, because they need a raise. They really do. They're really
engaging.
Good.
Yeah.
They're engaging and they're out of the box. Like, would you ever have thought, like the three of us, would you ever think what should we do for the parks on social media? Let's make patterns for walleye crocheted things.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Isn't that a good idea?
Great. Yes.
Who would bring that to the meeting?
I might do that, but well, there's
okay. Lex, do you notice? Lex, do you notice? I asked Holly. Because I knew you would. That's why I pretended with Holly.
I see. Yes.
Of course, would bring this to the meeting.
Well, I think also they're really leaning into the gifts of their rangers because the pattern is designed by Ranger Bailey.
Oh.
So maybe, you know, they're leading with their interests too. So who knows what's coming to that table?
We really should. And I'm not, can we have a quick show meeting on the air?
Yep, show meeting.
Yeah.
I got to make an open for that because we do that all the time. Okay, show open. I got to remind myself. Right. Anyway, okay, show meeting on the air that the listeners will appreciate.
Okay.
I don't mean to put more stuff on your plate there, Lex, but I have an idea.
Okay, what's that?
Like, if you make this walleye thing,
yeah.
Don't sell it right away. Wait for Project Down and Dirty when we can auction these damn things off.
Oh, we're going to go back to Mall of America, Project Down and Dirty, when we were selling stuff.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
We even had my husband Angel come and he sold hot tamales.
What were you selling?
$20. We sold hot tamales, like the movie theater sized one. He would do a little dance. He'd get $20. For hot tamales? What was I crocheting at the time?
I forgot, and the dance,
yeah, was included in the $20. Yep.
Yeah.
He also got tips on top of that that went to our charity. And then, I know I was crocheting cowls at the time. I know we definitely sold some of those and auctioned those off.
But
we made almost $1,000, I think, doing all of that, Jace.
We did. So
So yeah, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like because
maybe I'll make a walleye family.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we'll use it to our advantage. Holly got emotional thinking of the walleye family. The kid, Holly, the little cousin, the cousin Oliver of the walleye family. You know what I mean? But no, but seriously, let's use your skills to our advantage. You know what I mean?
I am down for that. Absolutely.
Yes, and we can get me a regular box of Mike and Ike's, and I'll do some squats for you, okay?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shimmy's extra.
I mean, it works.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
It's double the price, at
totally.
Least.
Totally.
Yeah.
Speaking of you two, so yesterday, not only did we talk about the Park Service, we talked about, I told Alexis, the story came out about the perfect nap.
Oh, yeah, and I'm doing it wrong.
Skills to the perfect nap. It's supposed to be 20 to 30 minutes. And then Alexis brought us her father's
Yes. nap. Yes. And I remembered what it was called.
Midday.
And I was like, because, then Holly brought up the Navy SEAL 8-minute nap, which is, I guess, the equivalent to a MORP. M-O-R-P. It's Marine Officer's Resting Period. That's what my dad used to call his little cat naps.
Oh.
I just took a MORP. Which is about, between 5 and 10 minutes, just closing his eyes.
Okay, my apologies. That's what you have on the sheet at the top of the 7. So, but we can repeat it then, too. So, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up right now.
No,
gosh, I didn't know it. I thought, you know what I thought MORP was? And I think Colin, there's a dance called MORP.
It's prom backwards.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, when I saw
the
sheet
dance.
That you put MORP, I'm like, did Alexis go to a prom yesterday? Like, what?
The high school dance. Oh, boy. Lex. I feel ancient now.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I read that and I go, Lex went to a dance last night? Well, that'll be
she
funny.
She chaperoned a middle school dance.
Oh, I can't wait to chaperone Zen's school stuff.
Oh, I can't
imagine
you.
I'm
going to
be the most embarrassing. That is my job,
God.
You know?
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm going to get down.
I just got a visual.
I'm going to do the Tootsie Roll.
Oh, God. I just got a visual
to the lift,
of you by,
to the,
by
lift.
The... I know. No, she's going to do the Macarena to everything. She's going to be...
Yes!
To everything.
That's my job.
Yeah. Oh, God. I did get the visual of her by the punch bowl, Holly. You know, hi, kid. Want to learn the Macarena?
I just... This is called the Running Man.
Oh! I did that in front of my whole school.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. When I was in first grade, laid it down.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know
you
why.
You laid down the Running Man?
Yeah, we would have been the best of friends.
At a school, at a school assembly. I don't know why the hell I did it.
Oh,
carry
God,
on,
Holly.
Jason.
Do you need a reason?
Oh, never apologize, Holly. That is fish.
Carry on. It was at the school assembly, and the teachers were doing these skits, and I think that the teachers grabbed kids out of the audience, and then they would run around, and then they'd deposit them back. But instead of running around with the teacher picked me, and instead of running around, I was just like, too legit to quit. Sorry, I just had that memory for the first time in like 30, 40 years.
Oh my God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Little Holly pulling out the MC Hammer, man.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Give you the hand. Two. Yes. Do it now for you.
Do it, Holly.
Yeah. Too legit to quit. Oh, Holly. Yeah. Holly. too legit to quit.
Oh, I need a morph now.
Yeah, right.
Well, when we come back, how did the morphing go for Alexis and Holly? You'll find out next.
I charge about an hour. I'm shaking like a...
Well, as I said a few minutes ago, we brought up this napping study that said that, because we've joked for years that Alexis, before the kid, before she started raising a human being, Lex would take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hour naps, basically full sleep cycles.
She went to bed.
She went to bed. My nap was at night.
She just slept. We stopped calling it a nap. She slept. Anyway, but now she, you can't obviously do that. So yeah. I found this thing. I think it was from the Today Show that a sleep expert said that the actual ideal nap is 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm still doing it wrong.
Yeah, I'm still doing it wrong. I did it wrong yesterday. I tried to do what we said we were going to do, and I failed miserably. I was exhausted. But anyway, because if you do any longer, the sleep expert says you're going to feel groggy. Okay, anyway, so that was the story.
Yeah.
So as you just heard a few minutes ago, then Holly brought up, what's it called, Holly? This Navy SEAL nap?
Yeah, it's a Navy SEAL nap went viral on TikTok earlier this year, where you lay down on the floor, elevate your feet above your heart, and you're supposed to sleep for 8 minutes and then awaken refreshed.
Yeah. Okay. So
he weren't supposed to.
Yeah. So these two knuckleheads yesterday in the jock lounge, in the lounge here in the office, tried this. And at first, guys, I didn't see the name. And, you know, that office is pretty nondescript. You know, the wall doesn't have any art. So it's hard to, when you quickly look at it, it's hard to identify it. And I didn't realize it was generated from you. And I look at this and I'm like, what are these two people doing? Like, why are they? And then I looked, it was you. And I thought, I started laughing. I'm like, oh, I know what these two knuckleheads are doing. Okay, so you two tried this yesterday.
Yeah, tried. So, yeah, we get down. I'm like, okay, well, this time lapse. So let's just see how it goes. And you know, we were just thinking, well, we'll just lay there and just really try. But then... and we used Holly's phone for the countdown, and we laid there for a little bit, and then we just started talking about stuff. Our first crappy cars, about baboons ripping our faces off.
Because I figured the monkey yesterday that we talked about in the 6 o'clock hour, download the podcast, was a baboon.
Yeah.
Baboons are scary as all get out.
They are.
They are, very much so.
Oh, man, but the 8 minutes just turned into a summer party.
Did you guys do each other's hair?
Only if we had more time.
Yeah, if it was a 10-minute nap, probably would have morphed into that.
Oh, God, you two. So it was a failure is what you're trying to tell me.
Big time failure, yeah. We just ended up talking the whole time, which was fun.
Yeah,
but we did not get that restful, Navy SEAL nap that we.
Has anybody?
And then we're like, we're going to be terrible Navy SEALs.
Yep.
And then Brittany, which I missed the puppies yesterday. I'm so bummed, Holly. I know you got to hold some, but she was setting up stuff or getting ready, and we walked out. I was like, oh, we just did this video. And I was like, that's why we're not Navy SEALs. And she's like, that's the only reason why.
Well, I was just going to say that, actually.
Oh, you were? Oh, I'm sorry, Jason.
That's perfect.
And I was like, yeah, and every other way we would have qualified. It's just we couldn't stop talking during our nap, so that's it.
Stop talking about secret tacos.
Okay, that was the other thing.
And Daewoo's.
And more.
Secret tacos?
Yeah.
Well, the hell is that?
We've talked about this before on the show. Yeah, where Alexis went to the drive-thru and had her secret tacos.
Oh, God, that's right.
Get rid of all the evidence. Health.
Yeah, getting rid of the evidence. And then I've had a moment of secret tacos in my life. And then we were talking about crappy cars. You know, your first car, your first couple of cars are just jalopies.
Horrible.
Yeah.
No one wants to ride with you.
Yeah, I had a Chevy Monte Carlo that took me from college to grad school to L.A. And telling Alexis about the time that I had to go and pick up my boss at the Beverly Hills Hotel in my Monte Carlo with the duct tape side mirror. Pulling up behind the Lamborghini. I'm like, they see me rolling.
Hated.
Like, come on in!
Hop in!
Come pick you up from the problem, sir. It's going to be fine.
Just close your eyes.
Yeah.
But then he'd want to go get secret tacos.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. I'm like, you want secret tacos, you got to get picked up in the Monte Carlo at the Beverly Hills Hotel. There are prices to pay.
You're like, I'm the one getting rid of the evidence.
Yeah, so in conclusion, Jason.
Yes, it failed.
It failed miserably.
It failed miserably with YouTube, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you can see our video on our socials. Yeah. So, Holly D. Roberts and Lex and the Cities.
If we are, if we are our nation's first line of defense, you hope the asteroid's coming fast.
Yeah, where's the asteroid?
We can distract them with chatter. Yeah. You're like, you want to know about some secret tacos?
Yeah.
I got a story. Holly's got, Jace got a story. Here we go.
Oh.
Well, mine is Collins.
Yes.
Potty sandwiches. My husband calls them potty sandwiches because he doesn't like to get judged. Because I have a phobia of eating late at night, and he doesn't care. He's young and has a good metabolism, so he hides in the bath. Well, he used to. It was at our condo, the other condo, and he used to go in there, and he revealed this at the cabin one night after a few cocktails. We're sitting in the screen porch, and he goes, well, I got to tell you, I just don't like the eyes of judgment. So I go in the bathroom and I eat my sandwiches. And I went, oh, my God, you're eating potty sandwiches in the bathroom so that I don't look at you while you're eating? Oh, God. So we call them. So no matter what it is, it doesn't have to be a sandwich.
It could be a pizza, right? I don't know if that's happened.
Yes. It doesn't have to be a potty. Or I'm sorry. It doesn't have to be a sandwich. And it doesn't have to be in the potty. Potty sandwich is just code for secret eating of the food.
Yep.
It can be anything. It's just a potty sandwich. It's the same thing of like my code of in polite company, I'm going to Walgreens. That is a polite.
Oh, right.
That is a polite code for you have to go to the bathroom and you have to go now and you need privacy.
It's a number 2 or 3.
Oh, yeah. It's just you need privacy and you need to go to Walgreens. Because at my bachelor party, we stayed at my cousin's house that had a very open bathroom. And my friend Jen and I ran to the Walgreens next door throughout the trip to go to the bathroom because we wanted privacy.
Yeah, you did.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
Thank you so much. Isn't it, guys?
It's tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. Oh my gosh, we get to play our annual story.
Yeah.
We've got the artist rendering.
That's right. We have the artist rendering.
Could be a crackhead.
That could be a crackhead, Mobile, Alabama.
Could be a crackhead.
Could be.
That's right.
Oh.
Saw a leprechaun in a tree and thought he a crackhead up in a tree, thought he was a leprechaun.
Could be a crackhead.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
The best local news, one of the best local news stories ever in the history of local news.
Oh, ever, ever, ever.
People in an Alabama neighborhood thinking they see a leprechaun in a tree. Leprechaun flute passed down from generation to generation. And the best artist sketch local news has ever seen. Ever. Somebody sent me, and gosh darn it, I knew I would do this. I have such a horrible short-term memory. Somebody sent me, because you know I love Tee Public, T-E-E Public. I love my t-shirt company.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a t-shirt with that sketch on it, Lex. A link to buy. Somebody made a t-shirt with that amateur sketch. And I thought to myself, I remember where I was. I was walking down the stairs in my building. I thought, I was in transit. So I was like, I should buy this for the show by St. Patrick's Day. And son of a biscuit, here we are. And of course, I forgot to do it. Because that would be hysterical for the three of us to wear that.
You can get an enamel pin.
No way.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. Of the amateur sketch. From St. Patrick's Day, so we could all put it on our jackets.
Oh, God.
Yes.
It is just a classic.
Oh, it is. Oh, tomorrow, that's going to be fun.
Here's
and
what
St. Patty's Day on a Friday?
I know. Should we just do a silent prayer for all the bartenders in our city?
Oh, yeah, but also get it.
Yeah, get it.
Tip before you start drinking.
But here's the thing. We have to think about safety this St. Patrick's Day because it's going to be icy outside.
Okay, Mom.
Damn it, Holly.
Thanks, Mom. Tell us how much snow we're getting again.
3 to 7 inches. If you're going to be drinking tomorrow,
you're ruining the fun, Mom.
Put your crampons on. Because when you're waddling from bar to bar, I don't want you to slip. Okay?
Okay.
Didn't Holly do this to us yesterday, Lex?
Sure did. Sure did.
Blissfully forgot. We were enjoying yesterday at the end of the show. Lex and I were like, it's sunny out. Ooh. It's 42.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, and then
but
Holly,
not for long.
Holly goes, not for long.
No.
There's rain and snow coming.
I'm looking at this radar, Jason and Alexis. First the rain.
Oh, God.
Then the snow this afternoon.
Oh, Holly.
All I'm saying is I'm looking out for all of you revelers because it's going to get cold tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then all of this is going to freeze over. And when y'all are drinking and slipping on the ice and it's like this.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You've had your green beer. You know, you've made new friends.
Just stay at one bar.
Yeah. Just looking out for your joint health, okay?
Thanks, Mom.
Put your crampons on.
Thanks, Mom.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
You know that's going to happen tomorrow.
That's totally. It's going to be me tomorrow walking out of serums. You know?
And I can't get up.
I think I'm more on the Flossy Dicky vibes today and probably tomorrow. I think I'm going to stay home and crochet a walleye.
Oh, God.
Maybe have a drink alone.
Lex is in the Flossy Dicky period of her life for St. Patty's Day.
Oh, after yesterday and this morning, sure am.
Are
sure
you tired? Hey, Flossy, you going to enjoy St. Patrick's Day?
Not one bit.
Nope. That's right. Why, Flossy?
I am tired.
I know, Flossy. Yeah. You and Alexis.
Yep.
Oh, the kid's that sick, huh?
Oh, well, oh, yeah, God. They called it 102.9.
Oh, my God.
Degree fever, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he's extra snuggly. I think he's growing. Because we all took COVID tests to make sure it wasn't that, it's not. And, you know, there's just sometimes, you know, it's hard.
It's hard to be a kid.
Are growing and, yeah.
You're sore.
Mm-hmm.
Is he's still cuddly though? Because I know you love that. That's the
one.
Oh,
yeah, when he's sick, yeah.
But do you still get all up in his face, Lex?
That's my job.
I know, Lex, but, oh, God.
Holly, I don't think I have a choice half the time, you know?
There was one time, this was, I don't know, it had to be last year, Lex? So Zen was real. I mean, like, real sick.
Oh, was this RSV time?
It might have been. So Lex is like, girl, I'm not coming in because Zen's real sick. So then Dawn and I are sitting here, we're doing the show, and Dawn goes, oh, my God. And I said, what? She goes, look at Alexis's social media. Lex is basically swallowing his head. Like, she's so... You posted this video. We laughed so hard. She is all up in his spit, like, all up in his snot. And just, it's a horrible word, but you were so all up in his face. We're like, she is going to be out for, like, a year.
Yeah. You're not coming into the building unless you're wearing a hazmat suit.
Right. It was so funny.
Building up my immunities, too, I guess. Yep. That's the time. Well, I have since, but that was when I first started getting in his crib with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just the timing, because you had posted that just as Dawn and I had re-brought up that you weren't there and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and we had just talked about it, and Dawn went to, like, refresh, and then there you had posted this picture of you all up in his face. We're like, oh, my God, it's too...
Oh, yeah.
Two carrier monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah, we were. I mean, at that point, I'm going to get it anyway. So.
Yeah.
Off for the snugs.
Oh, now, yeah, when he's snuggly like that. Because otherwise, he's, you know, he's got Tigger energy.
Yeah.
He's got On Hills energy. So I'm real Flossy Dicky a lot. But it's nice when it's like, oh, you actually want to cuddle? Come
You're
on,
still
baby.
Tired though.
I am tired.
Yeah. Oh, but you know what? We can. I know something, or Holly knows something, Lex. Ooh, that can
that?
Make you feel better.
What's
you know?
That? Oh,
you have a gift idea, right, Hal?
Yes, we have to get a hold of these new Red Wing shoes for Alexis. You know, okay. Alexis, how she was obsessed with those Mischief red boots that
yeah.
went viral that looked like they were from Mega Man.
I yes. can't get them.
When we can't get them, well, now Red Wing Shoes has created a Super Mario Brothers
oh
inspired pair of boots.
No.
Now, these are a one-of-a-kind prototype.
I want these. This is iconic.
Expertly crafted from seasoned leather. They're mushroom-based.
And they are not mushroom-based.
Well, yeah, the mushroom-based. Oh, my mycelium heel pad provides a welcome power-up to help Mario take on Bowser and his army. We have to get these.
We have to get these.
I don't know
for you,
how we're going to get them, but we will get them.
Well, oh, my Red gosh, Wing. I'm in love. I don't know how we're going to walk, but
Kendall's
it's okay.
from Red Wing. My oh. buddy Kendall's from, she knows everybody in that city.
Oh.
She has to know someone there. We got it. It's a Minnesota company. You would think they'd want some publicity.
Oh, my gosh. We just need Alexis to wear the shoes.
Yes.
Even not ownership. We just need her in these.
We just, yes, they can take them back. We just need to put you in those shoes, Lex.
Yes.
I fully support this, and I cannot wait to
Does
slide
anybody
my feet
know
into those.
Anybody from anybody that knew somebody that works at Red Wing Shoes?
Yeah.
Call them immediately. Uh-huh. We don't want necessarily, I mean, if you want to give Alexis a pair, that's great.
Yeah.
But we just need Alexis in them.
Buy a pair.
So she can make a reel, because you know she'll reel this up and TikTok it up, girl.
You yeah. know it.
Because these are one of a kind.
Wow, those yeah. are really cool. They're like you'd imagined Mario and Luigi wearing. Those puffy okay. work boots.
We got to get these. Holly, this is such a good idea. So if anyone's listening that knows somebody that knows somebody that's related to or has slept with somebody at the Red Wing Shoe Company.
Yep. Not even slept with third base, fine.
Second base.
Oh, sure. Just a handful.
French kiss.
Something. Little over the blanket grab yeah. ass. We'll take anything.
Any kind of humping, it counts.
Anything. Please call us.
I think we should just take a trip to Red Wing.
Sure. Show up at the door.
Show up at the door.
Excuse me, we're here to try on the Mario Brothers shoes.
Let's do this. You called us.
That's right. Hey, guys.
Those are cool.
Register for your Pick Your Prize on the MyTalk app each weekday from March 20th to March 31st. We'll award four winners with $100 each, and they'll be entered to win the grand prize. You want to know what that grand prize is, Alexis?
Please tell us, Chase.
It could be a... Well, I'm not quite sure what it is, but it could be a $10,000 value. See a full list of Pick Your
There's
Prize
There's 11 choices.
Oh, okay. Pick Your Prize. MyTalk1071.com. Register today and enjoy this contest that we found out about when you found out about it. Back after this.